In the gospel text today, Jesus' very specific place location by Mark in the district of the Decapolis around the Sea of Galilee. There were pagan people, Gentile people living in this area. It's not a Jewish place. Situation of people bringing someone else and asking Jesus to work a miracle. It's interesting, isn't it? They didn't ask for the miracle for that. Hey, we got it. Got it. Someone's broken. Let's bring him to Jesus and see what Jesus does. See what Jesus does. He first takes the man off by himself. My brothers and sisters, your brokenness, your need for healing is not a spectator sport. It's not about Jesus, it's about the men. It's not about Jesus gaining fame. It's about this man finding healing. And so he does what he needs to do, but he will not make this man's healing into a spectacle. I hope you're relieved to hear that. As we come face to face in the ways at which we need to be healed, inviting Jesus to be a part of it, he's not going to do it in order to show off. He's going to respond because his love for you. Notice two, the ears are healed and then the man speaks plainly. Modern therapy for those who are deaf, in order to work on their ability to speak, now we transform the sound that is made into a visual image. And a person who cannot hear can see the visual image, and they can change their muscles in their throat and things and make the image on the screen match the image of what it's supposed to be in order to work on the muscle memory of being able to speak. I mean, because if you can't hear, how do you know la possibilità parlare in italiano non è una differenza? I could speak Italian when you wouldn't know nothing, right? If you can't hear, you can't tell what's coming out of your mouth. His ears are healed. And with the healing of his ears, the impediment to his speech is removed. My brothers and sisters, if you do not hear the voice of God in your life, you will not know how to speak. I'm going to say that again. If you are not listening to the word of God, if you are not listening to God to speak in your life, you will not have the ability to speak well in truth. You, as members of the body of Christ, redeemed and filled with the Holy Spirit, have the ability to speak blessing into the lives of people. You will not do that well if you are not listening first. Your capacity to listen is paramount, and your ability to speak truthfully. Told you it's not about Jesus, right? He told them, shh, be quiet about this. Don't publicize this. And he cannot stop them from proclaiming it and proclaiming it and proclaiming it. It's not about Jesus. And when I say that, it's all about Jesus, right? But he is not making it about himself. That's the point I'm trying to make. His entering into our life and speaking healing into our life is for you, it's for me. He doesn't do it to glorify himself. Would that we had that same purity of heart in the actions that we do, right? Every time we do something good, we're doing it completely for the blessing of that other person. And everybody's watching me do it, right? You see that I'm doing this generous act. Everybody's seeing me do it? Yep. Okay. Well, good. I'll do it again next Tuesday as well, as long as you're there to watch me, right? Would that we would have that purity of heart to love for the sake of the other solely. But this is our Jesus. This is our Lord. This is the one that loves us. How tender his care and compassion. Amen.